I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. You may have Muslim neighbors. More and more Western Muslims are joining ISIS, and marginalization may be a part of why. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says young people are searching for identity. While a million people are coming to the U.S. from the Middle East, Americans haven't been very hospitable.
They can be marginalized and just flat out ignored. And what that does is cause them to retreat into their own Muslim community. And yes, sadly, there is that potential that they can become radicalized.
Loving Muslims can help avoid this, paving the way to talk about Jesus. Listen to the full interview at our website. Well, if you haven't heard yet, India's heat wave is so severe, over 1,100 people have died from the extreme temperatures. Topping out at around 122 degrees, the heat's melting roads, causing power failures and killing crops, too. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India has been sharing related prayer needs on their Facebook page. They're also asking prayer for their partners who are still teaching literacy, children's Bible clubs, and training church leaders in this heat. More details at missionnews.org. And Abkhazia, do you know where it is? It's a breakaway Soviet republic. Most nations don't even recognize its sovereignty, but one Christian ministry is ensuring it's not forgotten. SOAR International is sending a container of clothes, supplies, wheelchairs, as well as a handicapped van to assist the disabled. SOAR's Greg Mangione.
There's not much infrastructure, period, in Abkhazia, let alone for the handicapped people. And so the church is really filling a vital need. We have been excited to do what we can to help them in that outreach ministry.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.